And now we're going to introduce you to some high school seniors who have just completed a year-long study into human trafficking. They're presenting their research in the form of visual art and performance pieces. Their debut was last week at downtown Fresno's Art Hop. FM89's Laura Satsui tells us how these kids are giving voice to both victims and villains.
Remember that he said, remember to pause?
Marina Santos is an English teacher at McLean High School. She's been working with her senior class all year to understand one issue.
What they're doing tonight is bringing alive the voices of the voiceless. They are kind of illuminating all sides of those that are human trafficked and those who do the human trafficking.
At Art Hop, the students represent victims and perpetrators of sex and labor trafficking. The project is part of McLean's Art Venture Academy, Santos says.
Most of the time as a teacher, it feels like you're getting them close to the issue through literature and having them become empathetic by understanding characters.
Santos says the project has been a team effort, including art and English faculty at McLean and members of the community.
We started off with community engagement dinners, and we had several dinners after school with law officials, social workers, Gay Straight Alliance, nonprofits.
Student Damian DeLeon used what he learned to write and perform a monologue.
I have performance experience, like I've done plays and stuff, so this doesn't really get me that nervous. Well, kind of. It's just that it's a touchy subject because it's not something that I usually do in theater. It's human trafficking. It's a more serious topic. Like, you don't come across this every day.
The monologue is for a character named Maria. She's a young girl from Veracruz, Mexico. Maria's family sends her to the U.S. under the care of a woman named Sandra, thinking that Maria will receive an American education. But it turns out Maria becomes a victim of labor trafficking. Here's De Leon as Maria.
Every night, I regret my parents making that decision for me, that I couldn't choose my own way. I couldn't choose my own path. I had no choice to come to America. Now, every night, I'm beaten. Now, every night, I'm starved.
De Leon's character is one of two victims portrayed during Art Hop with short skits. Art students at McLean had already painted backdrops and props to put the audience in an American kitchen where De Leon's character cleans and is beaten. McLean students like 18-year-old Daniel Martinez also perform as perpetrators of trafficking.
And it was kind of surprising because I only knew about it. Like, I knew that some people would actually get taken away and they had to do, like, sex trafficking. But I also didn't know that it was actually forced labor and as well as organ trafficking.
Martinez created a character named Jessica, who he performs in a monologue. He says Jessica is a makeup artist who was trafficked and then pressured to become a trafficker.
At first, everything was amazing. I was able to have meals when I wanted it. I even had someone say they loved me. But over time, I watched young, innocent girls get destroyed with a single touch, being beaten and raped. I know that feeling. I was like them once.
He says some of her backstory was inspired by his grandmother.
I remember my grandma telling me that her grandpa was in a cult. And supposedly what happened was my grandpa kept telling her to join them and all that, and she just kept denying it, so it was kind of like peer pressure. And that's why I kind of want to use with Jessica, because she was peer pressure on doing these things.
Martinez worked with some of the art students to create a pop-up of Jessica, a life-size cardboard cutout of the person he thinks Jessica looks like. She's an older woman with gray hair and a pink dress. Martinez says he hopes to expand Jessica's story even after graduating. It's the takeaway Santos says she wants her students to have.
I hope everything that we do in the classroom, they can transfer it and translate it into their lives. Some of them do aspire to be teachers, and then some of them would like to go into criminology. So I hope that they know that whatever we read in the classroom, they can be a part of a solution.
The students will perform again on May 17th at the San Joaquin Parkway and Conservation Trust as part of the Respite by the River series. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui.